Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC MMA podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. My name is Sarah and I will not be joining you for this episode. I am just here to introduce it. Today, Tate joined Jesse Tapia, who is the host of our GSMC Sports Podcast, to talk about the weekend's fight of Triple G versus Canelo. So a little bit different episode today since they'll be talking mainly about boxing, but that's not uncommon for the MMA show. We have talked about boxing matches on other episodes. So since Jesse and Tate got together to talk about this weekend's fights, we thought we'd go ahead and share that segment on the MMA podcast as well. So without further ado from me, here we have Jesse and Tate talking about this weekend's boxing match, especially the Triple G Canelo fight.
Welcome to the GSMC Sports Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network, and as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. We usually don't lead off with boxing, but, I mean, we have to when it's Canelo Triple G. I'd say the biggest boxing fight of the year, and also, it's a little bit of a special segment given we got Tate, the host of the GSMC MMA Podcast, but pretty much our fight guy with the GSMC Podcast Network.
How y'all doing out there?
So, yeah, I wanted to start off with this Triple G and Canelo fight, and I got a little story for everyone, you included, Tate. So obviously we know the fight was taking place Saturday night. Me, being of Mexican descent and all that, it's a pretty big moment for us, always when a Mexican fighter is fighting. So me, I have to work that day. I work from about 11 to 8. I'm off in time to get where I need to be to watch the fight. So my uncle is, it's his birthday, I'm not sure what the age was. Either way, they're having the fight there. So I get off. My phone is dead. I've had issues with my phone. And I'm trying to charge it because that's where I have the address on there. And I have really no contact with anyone else. I know how to get to Ceres and all, the city of Ceres and all. But I need to know how to get within the streets.
And so this is in the Stockton area or Sacramento?
This is more south of Modesto, like south of Stockton and all that. So I'm driving around. And again, I'm waiting for my phone to turn on because that's where I have the address. Turns out, phone doesn't turn on till about 9:30. So you have me basically searching the streets of Ceres for my uncle's house. Could never find it. I did pass a house where they had the fight on in the front yard, but I felt it'd be a bit weird.
I was going to say, did you really go to someone stranger's house?
No, like I said, I saw someone in their front yard. They had the fight on in the front yard or whatnot, a big TV on there. But I felt it'd be a bit weird for me to park in a black car. Ceres isn't necessarily the best area. So I feel like it'd be weird for me to park there and just chill there and watch the fight. So I feel like I got to keep driving around. Either way, the point of the story is I didn't get to watch the fight Saturday night. Thankfully, my brother had his friends over at my house. He recorded the fight. So I didn't get to watch the fight till Sunday morning.
Okay. Yeah. So you had intentions on watching the fight, but you did not see it live. So did you actually know who won by then?
Yeah, I listened to the postgame on my because I have the little Sirius XM radio on my car and whatnot. So I was listening to the post fight reactions and all. But yeah, didn't really get to watch the fight itself till Sunday morning. But I will say, I like watching the fight after the fact it takes place because, I mean, like if I said, if I would have went to my uncle's house, like the atmosphere would have been high, would have been more of a fan. But this one, I'm really watching it more to see, like watching it as like just a guy like scoring it, you know?
Okay, I agree with you 100%. Now, I do the MMA show, and I watch a lot of MMA, and from UFC, Bellator, to ONE Championship, to Invicta. And when you're watching a fight, most people are fans, and it's just about, he threw one hard shot, so he's tough. Oh, my God, he's killing him. And they miss the strategy. You can get, it can take away from the fight because an audience that, let's say in your case, everyone's there, Mexican descendant, they really want Canelo to win. So everyone's cheering and everyone wants Canelo to win. And everything that Canelo lands is the greatest thing ever. Opposed to if, let's say, if you were talking to someone with more of a Russian descent or Canelo's. Where's Canelo from again?
I don't know what like, specific area of Mexico, but he's is from it, Mexico.
Not Canelo, but Triple D.
I think he's from...
Is it Dagestan?
It's like Kazakhstan, I think so.
Yeah, one
like
of one the stands.
Russian area, yeah.
And if you had a whole audience from there, it's going to be biased there. And it definitely does affect the way you look and score a fight. That's one of the reasons why when I'm looking at a major event, even if I go to a UFC event or a Bellator event, I never make my final judgment on a fight until I go back home and actually watch the fight by myself. Nobody else in the room, just me. You'll get a much clearer picture. And with the Canelo Triple G fight, one of the things I did was actually watch the fight, let the hype die down a little bit, and then listen to what all the analysts were saying. And then I went back and watched it again, and I scored the fight again afterwards.
Yeah, and I watched the fight Sunday morning, was just by myself, no one else around me, just me and the fight. And I mean, I'm a big boxing guy. Boxing isn't necessarily the biggest sport anymore, but I'm still in love with boxing and all. And watching the fight, I would say, I'm not sure if you would, but it seemed like they kind of switched their styles a bit. Canelo was more of the aggressor. Triple G was more of the sit back and pick your shots.
It was the same fight. They just traded jobs. It was really the same fight. Just like you said, each fighter ended up taking a different approach, which I thought was fascinating that they came in with the strategy of I'm going to do the opposite of what I did this last time, something that he wouldn't be expected, and ended up with kind of the exact same fight.
And before we get into like our total thoughts, let me give a update on, well, not an update, but recap on the scorecard for those that didn't get to see it or don't remember it. One judge had it as a 114-114 draw. The other two had it 115-113 with Canelo taking it, Canelo winning by majority decision. And from the last fight, you disagree with me. I agreed with the judges. I thought before the scorecard was even given out for the first fight, I thought it was a draw. You thought differently.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And this tells you everything you need to know. Who won the last round?
The last round of this fight?
Yes.
Triple G.
Triple G clearly won it,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you understand that one of the judges gave Canelo the last round? If that judge does not give Canelo the last round, it's a draw?
That makes sense. I don't see how you give Canelo...
How do you give Canelo that last round?
I don't see how you give Canelo any of like the last three rounds, honestly.
Yes. I looked at this fight, and I watched it twice. I scored it twice, and I had it a very, very close fight, but I had Triple G winning. And I even said, if it was a draw, it totally makes sense. But when you look at the judges' scorecard and it gets down to the wire and one of the judges gives, there's no way Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder, and Ray Charles would have all given that round to Triple G. But yet, one judge gave it to Canelo. How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't see. I'm looking at the official scorecard right now, and actually looking at it, both of the judges that gave the win to Canelo actually gave him that last round.
How is that possible?
I don't see how. The man that gave him scored the draw gave Triple G that last round.
So, actually then, if you look at it, you take that and you reverse that score. You said... Who gave it to Triple G? I mean, who gave it to Canelo?
The two that scored at 115-113 for Canelo gave Canelo that last round.
How is that possible?
Honestly,
this is my only complaint when it comes to this. when I look at the score, I gave Canelo the win. But when I go through and I look at this and I say this could be Triple G's win or a draw, and then you go down and you say reverse those scores and you give all three judges give that fight, that round to Triple G, which he should have won. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, it's either Triple G wins or it's a draw.
Pardon me while I jump here. We jump in here. We do have to take our first break of the podcast. But I'm curious if you agree with the assessment of the judges, if you agree with Jesse's assessment of the judges' assessment, or Tate's assessment of how the fight was scored. I know that these guys have fought. This is their third time now, and each fight has been very close. There's been a lot of debate as to who actually won each fight and how it should have been scored, etc. So where do you live? Land on this scoring issue? Do you agree with the judges and think Canelo won? Do you think it was actually a draw? Do you think Triple G won? What are your thoughts? Let us know on social media. We are going to take that first break now, so stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC MMA podcast, and we will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC MMA podcast. On today's episode, Tate joined Jesse on the GSMC Sports Podcast to talk about this weekend's Triple G versus Canelo fight. So let's go ahead and get back to their conversation.
The way I look at it, I had Canelo losing that first round, and I thought he took a lot of those middle rounds. And then Triple G, I feel like it was a little too late, because he started throwing combos in those later rounds. And a lot of the middle ones, he was more so hitting Canelo with a jab, but wasn't going body or anything like that. And I think that's what hurt him in this fight.
Now, I don't have a problem with the score. I have a problem with that last round.
Yeah, last round, I agree with you.
You agree?
Yeah.
And so even if you're using those judges, Triple G either wins or a draw just from that.
Yeah.
But there are so many rounds that I gave to either Canelo or Triple G that could have went either way. And a judge could have just flipped the coin and just said, okay, I just want Canelo to win. So I understood that. I just go back to those last rounds where it was just obvious who won the rounds. That's when I had a problem with scoring.
Yeah, and boxing's always had this problem, and I think this is what's kind of held it back. We've always had this problem with the scorecards. Somehow, someway, there's always that one round where it's like, wait, I mean, I think we all pretty much know that this guy definitely won that round. You could definitely tell that with the 12th round. I mean, like I said, I think Triple G won, definitely. Not even close, by the way, those last few rounds.
Now, and this is my big... And MMA doesn't have the black eye like boxing does. But one of the things that I have said about MMA, boxing, and any sport like this, if you watch an NFL game and you're watching the Patriots and the Steelers play, and it's the fourth quarter and you're cheering, they don't hide the score from you. You don't know it's 35-10. I mean, you know it's 35-10. Imagine you're sitting there and you're watching the game and you're like, I don't know what the score is, but when the horn sounds, then they'll give us the final score. That's crazy. I think boxing and MMA should score the fight like they do all other sports. There should be a scoreboard up. And imagine think about those last three rounds of how this fight would have been if you'd have looked at the scores and saw where things were at. You would have had fireworks.
I see what you're saying there, but then the counterpoint, I don't really disagree with you, but I'm just kind of arguing against you at this point. What if you got this fighter, you could tell he's won about the first 6 rounds or whatnot, he knows he's up, and he knows I don't necessarily have to go at this guy, I just got to win on points. Anything that can kind of affect a fight that way, like there's kind of a mystique with not knowing...
Well, I mean, and I know we're getting off the beaten path a little bit, but there's a couple of things that can be done. There's other organizations that used to be around in MMA where there's a bigger bonus for a finish. So you get extra money for a finish. That money gets divided up and you get a big bonus at the end if you finish. There's also a way to punish a fighter where you can, in Pride, they would give you a red card if you were stalling. And if you had a lead and you start stalling, you could get punished for that. And you could lose points. But I think boxing needs that. It would add more excitement, especially let's say you are a fighter. And like you said, you're down six rounds. And the guy starts coasting. Well, you know you're down. You're the guy that's down. You go on a tear, and you win one round after another, the next round after the next round. Mm-hmm. Momentum is a big factor in boxing and in MMA, and you get the momentum going in the right direction. There's stoppage. There's 10-8 rounds. It's still within hand. And I think if Triple G looks at this and he sees the score and he sees the score is not going his way, I think you would have got a very different Triple G down the stretch, even though I thought he finished down the stretch strong. I think he might have even finished even stronger.
Possibly. And like I said, I mean, watching Triple G in those last few rounds, I feel like if he would have did more of that throughout the fight rather than, because I kind of feel like he just turned it on like towards the end. I feel like if he would have did that more so towards like for the entire fight, I know that's tough given, I mean, his fighters get tired and all that, but I just feel like I said, it was just a little too late type of thing with him.
You know, it's kind of funny because when I was watching the fight initially, I kind of felt that way about Canelo.
Oh, really?
Yes, I kind of felt like Canelo's going to regret this. There's a point where he, you know, toward the end down the stretch where I'm like, Canelo's not leaving it all in the ring. And down the stretch, I'm like, he's going to regret this because he's going to lose this fight because he didn't lay it all on the line at the very end.
Yeah.
And you're right and I'm wrong because the judges agreed with you. But, you know, I boxing just always has a smelly odor to it. And that last round, if you, like I said, you go back to that scorecard and you see the last round, there's no way you can score that for Canelo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to score it for Triple G, it's either a draw or Canelo. I mean, it's either Triple G wins or it's a draw. It does not, that's not, kind of puts a little, you know.
You think maybe, and again, it is boxing we're talking about, so I think we can have this conversation.
Is it boxing, it's also De La Hoya. I'm sorry to say that, but
I'm with you there. Don't worry about that.
Yes,
one,
Mr. President De La Hoya, who wants to run for president.
I will vote against him, no doubt. But you kind of think it's kind of one where the judges maybe we can't have two back-to-back draws. Maybe that's what went into the thinking of the 12th round.
You know what? Maybe that was the thought process. Because I look at this and I'm like, it should have been, I mean, a draw would have been like the perfect decision, uh-huh. even though a draw kind of sucks. And like you were saying, in football, they should do away with draws. It was a draw, really.
Yeah.
I had it a draw or Triple G. You had a Canelo.
But I could have seen it going a draw or Triple G's way. I mean, like I said, a lot of those middle rounds, it could have gone either way.
Yeah. If there ever was two guys that matched up well and, you know, I'm going to say this about Triple G. I think a weird thing happened in this fight, and I noticed this, and I went back and I watched it again. In the early rounds, Triple G started to get winded very early.
I could see that, too. I could tell you could tell he was tired a bit.
And I also thought Triple G aged a little bit. And that came with the lack of gas tank. I think the age factor was a big factor in this because Triple G definitely had to pace himself because he was getting winded and he couldn't keep the pace that he had in the very first fight.
Yeah, definitely. You think maybe it has to do with maybe Canelo going at him? I don't think Triple G in his past fights has really ever had to go toe-to-toe with someone. He's more so been the aggressor. And the guys have been fine. It's been more so the guy on the back end, the defense type of thing.
I was looking at that and I'm... You know, you go back and you watch that first fight, and one of the things I did was I went back before this fight. I actually watched the first fight,
mm-hmm.
And so I watched the first fight again, which I still had Triple G winning. And I went back and I watched it. And Triple G had a much faster pace the first fight. But this fight, Triple G had a slower pace, but got winded. Canelo stayed strong all the way through. Mm-hmm. It could be those Chipotle burritos he's been getting.
I don't know.
I know you didn't want to bring that up, but those tacos are strong.
Yeah. And then one more talking point, too. So, scorecard aside, I mean, whether you think Triple G won, Canelo won, or draw, I saw a lot on social media, especially Twitter, the phrase highway robbery, which we see a lot with boxing now thrown around. Do you think Canelo winning was highway robbery?
Absolutely not. Now, I've just openly talked about that scorecard. I openly talked about how I watched the fight twice and it was Triple G's fight. But like I said, there was some rounds that were super, super close. And if you look at it a little different way, technically, because some of those rounds were so close, and let's just say you came in with a bias toward Canelo, and you gave every round that was close to Canelo, it's a wipeout. Mm-hmm. If you take the approach that you're biased toward Triple G, it's a wipeout. And here's the reason why, once again, I think it should have went to Triple G. Triple G was the champ. And if you take the approach, the old approach, that you have to take the title from the champ, he did not take that title from the champ.
Definitely, you got to, like, for sure win. And like, it's got to be
now, do
obvious.
You feel like he took the title from the champ?
Like I said, I had him winning, but I don't think it was, yes, Canelo definitely won this fight.
You're looking at Triple G, who holds, what, 4 or 5 world titles? Mm-hmm. Canelo is the challenger. He's holding 5 belts. Did he do enough to take the title from Triple G? Because in my opinion, if he held serve and it's just a draw, the draw goes to the champ. If you look at some of those rounds and you're saying, who won these rounds? Because there's many of them. I'm like, my goodness, I don't know who won this round. Mm-hmm. And you just say, oh, and I didn't do this, but if you just said, oh, I don't know who won this round, it goes to the champ. Triple G wins this with ease.
Yeah, with the old school approach, Canelo's got to be the one who wins those last 3 rounds, not Triple G.
Yeah, and do you like that approach, that the champ, you have to take the title from the champ?
It's nice, but again, I mean, you can't apply that to the scorecards, I guess.
I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just saying, when I look at that, that was one of the things that really I took an account after the fight, after I watched it a couple of times, because I knew that you thought that he won. And then I went through and I went to Facebook. I went to a couple of websites where a lot of people thought Triple G won. There was a bunch of people that thought Canelo won. To be honest, it was just split down the middle.
Yeah.
And you could literally make a case. That's the reason why I said, no, I don't think he was ripped off, because there was just as many people that thought Canelo won as who thought Triple G won, who thought it was to a draw. It was, you know, 33%, 33 1/3% for Canelo, 33 1/3 for Triple G, 33 1/3 for a draw.
Yeah. For those who really want to see a highway robbery for a fight, it's a bit harsh, but you can go watch some of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.'s fights.
Pernell Whitaker. That Pernell Whitaker fight was the biggest ripoff of all time.
Definitely. That's what a highway robbery is. But like I said, I mean, it could have gone either way. I would have been fine with Triple G winning. I would have been fine with a draw. But personally, I think that Canelo did enough early on to get those points.
Okay. And I didn't agree with you on that part. Oh. That part I didn't agree. But I did think that Canelo took a lot of the early rounds, but it was like Triple G was that thoroughbred horse who just really finished down the stretch and finished like a champ. Well, that's another thing that I really liked about the way Triple G handled things was down the stretch, he fought like a champ. The championship rounds belong to Triple G.
Yeah, I can agree with what you're saying there. And then right before we end it, are we all for a third fight?
Okay, we are not ending it because I have something else to bring up to you. Oh. But I shouldn't say that because this is his show and I'm like taking over the show.
You're a big boss man.
But without question, it's a third fight. My fear is that will there be a third fight? Mm-hmm. With the fact that I think this is Triple G's last fight with HBO. If there's a third fight, do not be surprised if this don't come on as a free fight and it doesn't end up on like an ESPN type situation. Mm-hmm. That would not shock me. With everything that's going on in boxing, making a big change, it seems like from everything that I am seeing, but HBO is slowly getting out of boxing. And with some of the new agreements that are coming in and some of the fighters that they are not renewing, it seems like HBO has decided to wash their hands of boxing and ESPN is starting to dive into boxing.
Yeah.
Do not be surprised if that next fight ends up on an HBO type card. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to go ahead and you finish first, but you say that, then I'll give you my little
caveat. I feel like you have another point.
I have a totally separate comment to make, question for you. So is there anything else you want to say about the Triple G fight before I throw my curveball at you?
I'm okay on the Triple G fight. I kind of feel like you might be heading towards a Floyd and Pacquiao type of tidbit here.
Is Jesse right? Is Tate going to bring up Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao? Well, you'll find out in just a little bit. We're going to take our second break of the podcast, and when we come back, we'll be talking about something. Tate will let you know when we get back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC MMA podcast, and we will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC MMA podcast. Before the break, Tate said he had something else to bring up with Jesse. Jesse said, is it Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao? I said, you'll have to wait to find out. Well, that moment is here.
Floyd Mayweather announced that him and Manny Pacquiao will be fighting this year, 2018, Floyd versus Manny Pacquiao. First off, question number one, what was your thoughts when you heard this? Number two, are you excited?
Okay, so question number one, I saw that he posted on his Instagram, I believe it was. Did he post a picture of a contract that was signed by the both?
I don't know about that.
If I need to see both signatures on a contract, I need to see it's official.
I know for a fact that Manny has been begging for that fight, and he doesn't have to do that because Floyd... Just saying that he can fight can bring in more money for Manny Pacquiao than Manny Pacquiao could ever make fighting anyone. I don't care if he decided to fight Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. He can't make Mayweather money.
Definitely not. But I would like to see Pacquiao versus those two. Either way, I think for me to fully buy into it, I need to see ESPN, some fighting website or whatnot saying, yes, this is happening.
I checked at least 6 different websites. Mm-hmm. ESPN was one of them. CBS was another one. And Ring Magazine as well. And they all said this fight is happening.
If this fight is happening, I'm all for it. I won't be paying for it, mainly because someone else will. But I will definitely be watching it. I will definitely, like, my excitement will be through the roof for it. The last fight, I mean, I think people were kind of expecting more. Either way, boxing is about draws, and I could go for another Mayweather and Pacquiao fight, even though Pacquiao seems to be past, well, he is past his prime.
Okay, when I saw this, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, no, why, no? And I was just so disappointed. I'm disappointed in Floyd. He has his 50-0. He has his big payday with Conor McGregor. To be perfectly honest, I'd have been happier for a Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather rematch than this Pacquiao one. I don't want to see. For some reason, I don't want to see this.
I'll be excited for it mainly because it's just two big names in boxing. But why is what's the point for Floyd doing this?
CSC.
You're gonna have to explain that one to me.
Cash, sweet cash.
Yeah, I guess. A businessman like Floyd can never make enough money, I guess.
But I'm going to tell you this. This is, you want to make an intriguing fight. I watched that Canelo Triple G fight. I watched Floyd. Yes, Floyd is older. But Floyd dominated Canelo.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even close.
Dominated. Yes, Floyd is older, but the style is still the same. I think it would be a closer fight this time, but a Canelo-Floyd Mayweather fight, oh my God, I would so sign up for that one. Now, that's a mega fight I would want to see because when I look at Floyd and what Floyd does, Canelo hasn't changed at all. Mm-hmm. Canelo will come forward and still keep coming at you and still keep coming at you, and Floyd can still pot shot him.
Yeah.
I would, matter of fact, I would still take an old Floyd Mayweather, but he would get a lot more shots in. Canelo would get a lot more shots in because God knows he can't get any less shots in from the last fight.
Yeah.
He got annihilated the last time, but I think it'd be a much closer fight. It would be, matter of fact, I think better than the Triple G Canelo fight, a lot more intriguing at a much higher stakes. I would rather see that than the Manny Pacquiao, where Manny, the only thing I give Manny a shot at doing, and I have a lot of friends and a lot of followers in the Philippines, and I know how much you guys love Manny Pacquiao, and I talk to so many people in the Philippines, but unless he gets lucky and lands a lucky shot on Floyd, and Floyd develops osteoporosis in the meantime, I don't think it's going to be a fight.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, now when you see Manny Pacquiao is going to be fighting so-and-so, like Manny Pacquiao is not a pay-per-view draw anymore. I just don't, like, Manny Pacquiao just doesn't move the needle for me anymore, I'd say. So, yeah, I'd be all for a Canelo-Floyd rematch, definitely. Because, I mean, yeah, after that first fight with Canelo and Floyd, I mean, Floyd exposed Canelo's footwork. It was ridiculous. Then you saw Canelo fight Lara after that, and even Lara, I mean, maybe should have won that fight. But
now, if you said Floyd versus Canelo, I would take Floyd. If you said Manny versus Canelo, how would you take it?
Give me Canelo in like 7-8 rounds.
An annihilation,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Canelo would destroy him.
Yes.
That's why that shouldn't be the fight. Mm-hmm. If Floyd's going to come back and fight anyone, give Canelo another shot.
Yeah.
That's the fight to have. I don't want to see, even if, let's say, even if Manny was the win, and he got a lucky shot in, because that's the only way I see him winning. He's not going to outpoint Floyd, or unless you get some crazy Bob Arum referees and judges in there and they pull off a ripoff. Floyd has his 50-0. Even if Manny wins, it's then your next thing you know, you're setting up a rubber match, which I don't want to see at all.
Yeah, if Manny wins a second, you definitely have to have a third.
I don't even want to see the rubber match or this match. And I'm a huge Floyd Mayweather fan. I'm a huge boxing fan. This fight, I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, I see. You kind of swayed me to the other side. I think Manny versus Floyd, number one, should have been left alone. Fight of the century type of thing. We move on from it.
Yes. But from there, I'm not excited about it at all. Zero. I'd be more excited about seeing Conor McGregor fight him again, to be honest with you.
You say you're not excited, but will you be watching that night if it does happen?
I host the MMA show, the women's MMA show. Of course, I'm a combat sports guy. Uh-huh. I'm watching two women I've never seen a day in my life fight in Malaysia. Of course I'm going to watch Floyd and Manny just because of what I do for a living.
Just doing your due diligence.
So I have no choice. Yeah. But
if you didn't have to. If you didn't do the shows, it's just you're a fan. Do I want to watch this fight?
Wake up in the morning and I would turn on ESPN and say, oh, Floyd won. And then I would turn back over and turn the TV off and go to sleep.
You got me laughing on that one. I mean, you point out all the right reasons again. I mean, I think that's a good note to end on right there.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there again to recap. Canelo beats Triple G by majority decision. Two judges giving him the 115-113 decision. One judge scoring it a 114-114 draw. And, of course, the news of supposedly, I guess, seems it's official, Floyd and Manny Pacquiao fighting at the end of this year. So thanks, Tate, for coming on for this first segment. Always good to talk fighting, boxing, MMA, whatnot with you.
Always. It's a pleasure.
I think I'm going to jump in here and get the last word and say thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of the GSMC MMA podcast, where Tate jumped over and spent some time with Jesse on the GSMC Sports Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again next time for MMA news, results, and maybe even a little boxing.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.